Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
I'm calling. I'm trying to put back in my unemployment because the other time when I couldn't, every time I tried to call through, it wouldn't let my 4 digit PIN go through. So I'm trying to file a new claim. They told me to file a new claim.
Okay.
I called the career center.
What's your social security number, sir?
It's 418-230508.
And verify your name and date of birth for me.
It's Vincent A. King, 4/5/1986.
Okay, and what's your mother's maiden name before marriage?
It's King, K-I-N-G.
Okay, and what's your driver's license?
Hold on.
Okay, did you go back to work or something?
No, I ain't went back to work. I just been putting in jobs.
Did you miss from
doing the
weekly? Yeah, I
ain't never got my unemployment because I could never get through on the line. It kept saying that was incorrect, my PIN.
Oh, why you didn't call us back?
I did try to call back from that 800, that 364, something like that. I tried to call it back. Every time I called it back, they were saying that they didn't got all the people that they don't have for the day. That's what it was saying.
Oh, okay. And so this one that was filed on the 15th of November, what happened to that? You just didn't call the weekly certifications in?
No, when I was calling them in, it just wasn't going through.
Oh, okay. And what PIN number you were using?
I was using the PIN that they had gave me, my last two of my social and my last two my birthday.
Okay. All right. What's your social?
It's my social or driving license number.
Wait a minute. Driving license.
Yeah, it's 8264-967.
Okay. All right. And I have Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, King, K-I-N-G. And
yes,
have you
ma'am.
Worked on another number, another name?
Well, I can give you another number.
Okay, another name. I'm saying, have you worked on another name?
Oh,
or
did I
work?
Oh. No.
I see an Anquan. What is that?
Oh, yeah, Anquan, that's my middle name.
Oh, your middle name.
Yeah, that's my middle name, Anquan.
Okay, so that doesn't need to be on that end.
No, they don't need to be on that.
Because they got it in the wrong place. They should just put it in, what is the initial, but...
Anquan in the wrong spot.
Uh-huh. Okay, and name your... Okay, no name change. You ain't worked on any other name besides Vincent King, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, all right. And then date of birth, you say April the 5th, 1986?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
The 10th.
Okay. What's your mother's maiden name?
King, K-I-N-G.
And, okay, you see your driver's license, Alabama, 826-4967?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments. Direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. Prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Well,
direct deposit
or
benefit card? Okay, checking or savings?
Well, it's a checking.
Okay, and what's your routing number and account number?
Hold on, let me I gotta find all that though.
Oh Lord. I wish that
should have
asked you that question.
You could just send the card or something.
How you have to find your checking account information? You must be don't use it that much.
Oh no, ma'am. I was like moving the stuff, I was at somebody's house and I just put the stuff like in a bag and stuff.
Oh,
and then I got it. I just gotta find it.
Okay. So we can go with the benefit card for now, and if you find it, you can call back in and change it back over to the account, checking account information.
Okay.
All right, disclosure for the benefit card. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Advantage card, that card is good until a valid due date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card account once the claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card account. The Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card is issued by Core America. Core America charges no monthly fee, no purchase fee, zero network ATM withdrawal fee, and there is $1.30 out-of-network fee. There's no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There's no fee for live customer service calls, and there is 35 cents for automated customer service calls. There is $1 inactivity fee charged for 12 months with no activity. Core America charges two other type fees. They are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. There is an international transaction amount, 2%, which will exclude the ATM withdrawal, which will exclude the ATM withdrawal and the balance inquiry fees. Please note that the customer service card and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fees. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov. So your funds are FDIC insured. And for general information about the prepaid account, please visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and all conditions and service fees in your cardholder agreement. So do you wish to continue with your Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card, Mr. King?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
It's 1361 Bears Chapters Road, Jackson, Alabama, 36545.
And is the resident and the mailing address the same?
Yes.
And is the has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And what's your primary phone number?
It is 251-387-8525.
Okay. And I have 1361 Berry's Chapel, CHAMPBRRYSCHAMPEL Road, Jackson, Alabama, 36545. Is that correct?
Yeah, Bears Chapel Road. It's CHAPEL. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the phone number is 251-587-8525.
No, 387-8525.
251-387?
Yeah, 387-8525.
Okay, so that was wrong.
Yes,
okay. 38, it doesn't twist all the way around. Hold on a minute, I'm gonna have to get it again.
Okay,
that was 1361 Barris Chapel Road, Jackson, Alabama, 36545. And what's the phone number again? 251-387-8525.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do you have a secondary number or email address you want to add?
251-387-9216.
Okay. All right. 251-387-8525, 251-589-9216.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Security statement, of course, to verify your identity when filing UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. In which of the following cities have you attended college? Have you attended college?
No.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 214 Huntley Apartment Drive, 24293 County Road 87, 402 Rail Splitter Road, and 617 Depot Road.
Right, 617 Depot Road.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tyler, Temple, Kathy, Amaral, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Church.
Which of the following street addresses and enterprise have you ever lived at or are been associated with? 105 Gilly Street, 104 Morning View Drive, 200 Merrick Drive, or 210 Laurie Street. Never been associated.
Never been associated.
What month was Clarissa Hamilton born? March, April, October, December?
December.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay. And what's your last day of work?
It was November the 20, I think it was like the 27th or something like that.
Okay.
I think it was like the 27th or something.
Before fired, the whole thing, yeah.
No, it was after the
claim.
It was after the claim.
Okay.
Okay, and what'd you say the reason for the breaking the claim, why you didn't call the week of certifications in?
No, I was calling them in, but it just wouldn't let my password go through, my PIN.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 251-387-8525.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently ready for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available for all? Are you available for to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts of your normal trade occupation? Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
Yes.
And have you applied for or are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. What's your job description?
Well, I was a janitor worker.
Janitor.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, then I worked at Pizza Hut, too.
Okay.
I was a maintenance and a cook.
Okay, and you said the last person you filed on, it was the same employer?
Yeah, with Outspice and Pizza Hut.
Okay, all right. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Well, how much they going to be? They take out of, you know?
What was that? If they still got 10%?
Yeah.
Depends on how much your check is, it'd be 10% of that.
I mean, what if they don't take it out? Is they gonna leave me for owing them or something?
Yeah, you might have to pay it later. They'll probably send you a letter or something out letting you know what to do when you do your taxes or something.
Well, you can just take that 10% out of that for income tax.
Okay. All right. And your temporary PIN number is gonna be 0886.
Okay. I'm gonna write it down. Hold on.
Yeah.
I What you say it is again?
0886.
Okay.
0886. Okay, that's four numbers. All right.
Okay.
And I'm going to read your closing statements. And if you don't have the numbers, I give them to you when I finish your closing statements. Closing statements,
okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET to update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actively seeking full-time work each week that your claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You must file a week of certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file, internet is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it is 1-800-752-7389. Your week of certifications can be made on Sunday.
1-800-what?
I'm going to give it to you. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information
okay.
booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Mr. King, we have completed your unemployment claim. Okay, so the numbers you're going to call next week, every week you call, you're going to call 1-800-752.
1-800-752-7389.
Okay. All right. Or you can go to the website. It's www.labor.alabama.gov. www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
You can call that number or go to that website to file the week of certification. You get started this coming Sunday, which is the week of the 18th, and you report
yes,
your
ma'am.
Earnings for the previous week, which is going to be this week.
Yes,
you won't
ma'am.
Call it in until next week. All right. So if you're going to receive your booklet in the mail within 7 days, if you don't receive it, you can reach out to the inquiry line. That number is 1-800-361-4524. The inquiry line, 1-800-361-INQUIRE.
Hold on, the P ain't right. I-N-Q-U. The P ain't right. Hold on.
Get the other
P. Okay, I-N what?
Q-U-I-R-Y.
Okay, what the number is again?
1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
1-800-361-4524. And that's
okay.
the inquiry line. You can reach them Sunday through Thursday, 5
okay.
o'clock p.m. or after.
Okay.
All right.
So I need to call in this Sunday, right?
Yeah, you need to call in this Sunday coming, the week of the 18th, to report your earnings for the previous week, which is going to be this week. And you have from Sunday
okay.
up until Friday to get it called in. The number you're going to call is the 1-800-752-7389. Put it in parentheses. Put weekly by that number so you know that's
yeah,
the one
that
you need to call
in. Yeah, I put weekly
week.
By. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I put weekly
okay.
by that.
All right.
Yes.
They also want you to update your online resume. You can go to the Career Center, or you can go to the website. The web address is alabamaworks.alabama.gov. AlabamaWorks, that's one word, spell Alabama all the way out.
Okay.
.alabama.gov. Yes, you can find the same website under the labor.alabama.gov website. You go online at the top to online services, and it's a drop-down box. So go to Alabama Works. And to get to your claimant portal page, do you already know how to get to that?
No.
Okay, well, so you go to the same website, labor.alabama.gov, and you'll see the red box on there says claim it. Right underneath there, you see claim it portal. Claim it portal. Okay. And what you're going to do, you'll access that, continue with Google, and then it'll show you on your claim additional information about the claim. If you don't get a letter from me, you can always check the portal page for additional information, okay?
Okay, you know, Alabama.gov, right?
What was that?
It's on Alabama.gov, right?
Yes, labor.alabama.gov, yeah. Labor.alabama.gov, yeah.
I got it wrote down.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay, you're welcome. And I think that's about it. All right, and thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you have a great day, sir, and happy holidays to you all. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Well, I called in on